This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, how to plan group trips that don't bust your budget or your friendships, when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices, and more. So travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another Quick Hits for those new to the show. That is our weekly up-to-date news and travel, or news, I should say, in the travel and points and miles world. This has been a fairly quiet week as of this recording when it comes to news, travel, and points and miles. I'm going to keep this one fairly short just because there's not a lot of news, but also I've got a lot of preparation still to go before heading to my bachelor party, which is in Vegas. So by the time this comes out, I will already be in Vegas. For those of us that follow us on Instagram, you'll be seeing a lot of the different things that we've got going on, or I've got going on, I should say. I know what they say, or they used to say, at least what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But when you do content creation and travel creation and those type of things, you create content regardless. So we'll have some pretty cool stories, have some really interesting things lined up for me and my crew. So let's just jump into this. As far as news goes, when it comes to Southwest, it looks like they're going to be increasing their fees on all of their cards. I don't think this is active yet, but I've been seeing this in a lot of chats and places that are pretty credible when it comes to points and miles and such. So it looks like the majority of their cards are going up anywhere from $30 to $100 for the annual fee. And you're likely going to be losing the $75 in Southwest credits. So another hit, or I should say devaluation, in the card industry there. Probably one of the biggest pieces of news to come out is that the Citi Strata Elite card is now live. We talked about the rumored benefits of this card in last week's Quick Hit, so I'm not going to go through all of them again today because pretty much everything that I mentioned is accurate. One quick note are that people are saying that if you go into Branch and try to sign up for this card, you can likely get 100,000 sign up bonus or 100,000 point sign up bonus versus 80,000 points, which is what it's showing online. And if you don't have a Citibank near you, you can reach out and try to work with a banker who may be willing to send you a link so that you can get the 100,000 point sign up bonus. Overall, the card is exactly, again, as I mentioned last week, but I think probably one of the things that are the most interesting with this, which no one really expected this to happen this soon, but this card has the ability to transfer points to American Airlines. So that now makes this the only, well, I shouldn't say this card, because also the Citi Strata Elite card holders, Prestige, and Strata Premier card holders all can transfer points now from Citi to American Airlines. I've seen some reports from people that did it and it was an instant transfer. So again, that makes this very interesting because now the Citi branded cards are going to be the only transferable point cards available to be transferred to American Airlines. This isn't a surprise because we were expecting this when Barclays announced, or American announced, that they're moving away from Barclays and sticking with Citi. So we expected this to happen, but this absolutely happened a lot sooner than anyone was anticipating. This is going to be fantastic because, as we know, American Airlines has some amazing sweet spot redemptions. We've used our American Airlines points for some pretty incredible things like Q Suites and other things. And because we fly American Airlines so regularly, and between shopping portals and Basque Bank and other things that we do, we accrue American Airlines points pretty easily. But for a lot of people, it's not that easy to accrue American Airlines points. So having a transfer option is fantastic now. On the flip side, I think high level, as I look at this card, probably not one that I plan to get anytime soon. And if I do, I think I likely would not keep it for more than a year. Likely after that first year, would probably downgrade it to a zero fee card, but get the benefits and especially that sign up bonus, those points. And maybe if they have an elevated offer in the future, I might continue to look into that and do that. I'm actually going to be recording an episode that will be coming out in a few weeks where we talk through a lot of these new elite level cards and who they might be right for and just talk through them in a little more detail. So we'll get a chance to unpack this card a little bit more, the benefits, and kind of a refresher now that some people are able to kind of research the benefits, pros and cons, and those type of things with this card. Because there's not a ton of news out in the world of points and miles, I figured I'd share something fairly interesting that I think you guys would all appreciate. Obviously, being a financial advisor, I trend or track, I should say, markets, stock market, indexes, those type of things. Well, there is actually a travel price index, which is completely unrelated to anything I would do in the financial planning world. However, very applicable to what we talk about in the points and miles and travel world. So what we're seeing is that travel costs are trending slightly downward overall, and that's offering a bit of relief amid broader inflation as everyone's been experiencing. So according to NerdWallet's Travel Price Index, U.S. travel costs are about 1% lower than this time last year, with hotel rates down about 3.5% or 3.7% and airfares down 3.5%. While dining out and rental cars are still getting more expensive, the drop in core travel expenses come as most other prices continue to go up. And that's interesting because compared to pre-pandemic levels, travel costs are up just 9%, which is far less than the 26% increase we've seen across pretty much all other goods. So what that does is that shows that financially, travel is actually holding steadier than many other categories. But you would find that interesting as you're planning your budgets, planning your travel. I do find it interesting that cost of travel has not peaked like the rise in goods and inflation in the same way. And that's something that ends up being helpful when we are trying to use a different type of currency like points and miles to cover a lot of the high-end travel that we do. That's it for this week, guys. As I mentioned, I'm going to keep this one short and sweet. Thank you all for the follows, for the feedback. I hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. Fantastic week. Again, if you are listening to this live the weekend that it's gone out, I am in Vegas enjoying an amazing bachelor party that's been planned out. Very unique activities that are planned as well. And if you want to catch that, you can see Instagram, see the stories that we post. And otherwise, outside of that, we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Doesn't just happen when you get on a plane. I'm Pauline Frommer, and on the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore not just where to go, but how to bring travel into your everyday life through books, shows, and stories that shift your perspective, plus insights on smart destinations, timely trends, and interviews with the people shaping the way we explore. Find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or voyescape.com.